This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Midnight was the deadline for Democratic presidential candidates to get into the party's debate in Houston next month and into a second one a few weeks later. This next one will feature 10 candidates. The Democratic Party raised the threshold for qualifying. Candidates needed not only support in the polls, but at least 130,000 individual donors. Marketplace's Ben Bradford now on how this made the money flow.
The requirement is supposed to show grassroots support. The more high-profile campaigns of, say, Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren easily met that donor threshold. But candidates on the margin of qualifying resorted to other tactics, like this Facebook ad.
If you donate something like $1 or $5, maybe...
That's Henry Gillibrand, son of New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand.
It will help her get to the next debate stage.
Gillibrand didn't qualify. She dropped out of the race yesterday after spending $850,000 in the past month on Facebook ads alone. Donations are supposed to fund the campaigns, but in some cases, the candidates are spending more than they're making.
The thought here is survive and advance. The debates are the next big opportunity.
Democratic strategist Kelly Dietrich says the ad investment does make sense. Candidates are really spending money for a chance at TV exposure. Plus,
on a good campaign, you would make that money back, not right away, but over time.
Dietrich says once people contribute, they're likely to do it again and again. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.